Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. King of glory. Lord of lords. We are grateful to you for your grace, for your mercy, for your loving kindness, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your assistance we receive all the time. Glory and honor be to your holy name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are here to hear you. Speak to us. Make us to hear your voice. And cause your word to do us good. May we not hear it in vain. Cause your purpose to be fulfilled in us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Another amen. My God is great.
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practices what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
We are so grateful to God for the success of our just concluded confab. The confab was wonderful, was glorious in terms of attendance, in terms of participation, in terms of cooperation, in terms of regularity, punctuality. It was the best confab we have ever had. Glory to God. The focus of the confab was the secret of divine revelation. The secret of the divine revelations. Now, we couldn't complete the study under the confab. My plan is to spend 2 or 3 weeks after the confab to cover some of the rest areas that we couldn't cover. And what I did under the Yoruba program was to start with a kind of summary of what we discussed under the confab. Unless I am otherwise led by God, my plan is that next Sunday I will still talk more about divine revelations. Supernatural revelations has been a major tool of the devil that he uses to gather people into his kingdom, to withdraw people from behind of Jesus, and to lead people to destruction. Most men know that man in the world needs divine revelations. Most men. The devil also knows this. This is why he often gives his agent supernatural revelations to use to lead people into error. It is because most men in the world know the importance of divine revelation that anybody who claims to have access to divine revelations always enjoy very good patronage. Let such a one call himself a pastor, a prophet, a seer, even an occultic person, an alpha, a babalawo. Once people feel that he could reveal things supernaturally, people will go to him for help. But what we are trying to do under the confab was to show the characteristics of true divine revelations in such a way that we know when a revelation is from God or not. Church, hear me. There's some able to prophesy and the prophecy comes to pass does not automatically make him a true servant of God. The devil is capable of revealing things that will come to pass. Another thing we saw under the program was that one is able to have divine revelation does not insulate him from wrongdoing, even when the revelation is genuine. Praise the Lord. Moses saw a lot of divine revelations, genuine ones. Yet, instead of talking to the rock, he smote the rock and he lost the opportunity of entering Canaan. David was the writer of most of the Psalms. And you know that the book of Psalms is full of divine revelations. Yet, David went into the wife of Uriah, committed morality with her, and used the sword of the Ammonite to kill her husband. The punishment of which was that God said, "Sword will never depart from your house." Solomon, in fact, one day God came to Solomon and said, "Solomon, what do you want me to give you?" The same Solomon was pushed by the outlandish women to the extent that his heart was no longer right with God. Listen to me. That somebody is able to reveal things that come to pass does not automatically make him a servant of God. And that somebody is even a servant of God and is able to reveal things does not automatically free him from wrongdoing. What I kept on emphasizing under the program is that it is abnormal, it is illegal, it is uncalled for a believer to kneel down before anybody seeking for divine revelations. If you are a child of God, you have the right to receive divine revelation directly. The Bible says, "As many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." Do you know any child that his father will not talk to? If you are truly a child of God, God must be talking to you. You know where we have problem? Those who claim to have access divine revelation often exaggerate their experiences in such a way that the rest people, those who pay attention to them, feel so inferior that they don't think God can ever deal with them is the way he's dealing with such people. But will you hear the truth? Hallelujah. Those who had divine revelations in the Bible days, they were not having it every day. The way some pastor will talk to is as if God is their wives. Or is their wife. That they can just wake and say, "Hey God, hey, I'm going to Oshodi, should I go?" Then he comes back in the afternoon, "Hey God, I like to eat cucumber, is it okay?" Then in the evening, "God, should I use cover cloth or I just sleep without cover cloth?" It's not like that too. Many times, when God reveals things to his servants, the servant don't even have the full understanding immediately. I read to you during the conference, I'm only reminding you what you have studied. I'm coming back next Sunday if Jesus tarries to continue the study. I read to you under the conference that Daniel said he had a very important vision and nobody understood. Not even himself. By the time God would talk to him, God told him, "Seal it. It is not for now. It is for the people of the last days." And thus he sealed it without understanding it. Let no man deceive you. If you know any pastor that always interprets every dream presented to him, don't ask any question. It's fake.
How about you say it's fake? You didn't say it well. If you come and say, I dreamt I saw lizard. Another one say, I dreamt I saw crocodile. Another one said, I dreamt I saw a tiger. Another one come said, I saw cockroach. Another one come and said, I saw cutlass. Another one come and said, I saw carpenter. And you know the meaning of your own, I heard of a church not too far away from here. They have two services on Sundays. Service number one, normal service. Service number two, to interpret dreams. Will you hear the truth? Most of the dreams we have are useless. Most. The Bible doesn't give the percentage, but this is my own conclusion. Up to 75% of dreams we have neither the hand of God nor that of the devil. You say, where did they come from? Your head. What you heard, what you saw, what you know, what you feared, they come back to you in form of drama. If you watch film and saw where Assad was bombing people of Aleppo and they are running, you may see yourself running in the night, somebody pursuing you. I told the Yoruba brethren that sometimes, you know, we do eat late under the comfort. Amen. You can be sure that some people don't eat at all. They don't eat their supper. You say, how? That little person now, they gave him container and he sits at the back there. And while the people are going to collect the food, he was busy slumbering until the container falls down and rolls under the bench. And a teenager that needs extra food, see the container, carry the container, go to you to collect second. Go to collect another. Food the second time. And the man is out there slumbering. But wake. They've cleared all the coolers and everything. And they said, let us stand up to pray to go to sleep. Then he's away. He said, should I now tell these people I'm not eating? They will say, what have I been doing? He will now pray. Guess what happens when he sleeps? He will sleep dreaming, eating semo. If you go to tell a pastor, say, are you to make a food there? Hey, semo, are you sure it's not white? What is the color of semo? To make you afraid. White semo. I be brownie. Any white in it? In fact, you are coming to me. Holy Ghost said the semo that man ate is white. Do you need Holy Ghost before you know the color of semo, for Christ's sake? The Bible says, Bible says, it's like when an hungry person dreamt and he ate. But when he woke, his stomach is empty. They say, aye, lo gbe nkan fun je o, won ti gbe nkan fun je o, won ti gbe nkan. The aye you did not eat with in the day, how can they give you food to eat in the night? So, pastor, are you saying aye ki gbe nkan fun je, aye ki gbe nkan fun mo Olorun je, omo Isu laye gbe nkan fun je? If you are a child of God, aye cannot give you food to eat. In fact, you know what a brother prayed? He said, oh Lord, if you give me food in my dream, I prefer padded yam. Excuse me, sir. If I'm given food to eat in the dream, what should I do? Eat it very well. When you finish, ask for water, drink water. He said, that means I'm awake. Okay, we need pay now. Your head is very correct. Let no man deceive you. Some people said, I was told, they told our members, your pastor is not a prophet, your pastor is a teacher. That's why I don't see. I told the Yoruba people, say, I know they see. They said, I say, if I don't see, at least you know how they see. I don't see you. Nobody you be this. Say, no be that one. Okay, which one? Then I told them some stories. You know these stories. A woman was in my office. The way she looked, she must be above 60. Her English was real Queen's English. In fact, the way she spoke, you know, this woman must have lived outside Nigeria before. Surely. So beautiful English. And she said, we returned from Britain. Me and my husband. All the money we brought, when we were at the airport was it, armed robbers snatched everything. And we built some houses. But when we came, we discovered that the junior brother of my husband have sold the houses. It's the only one, she said, remain. And we have money in the UK, but we can't access the money. Because of this 419 that Nigerians are doing, they insisted that we have to come there and sign some document before we can withdraw money. And that is how we become stranded. And somebody, whether somebody said they should come to Bible Pattern or no, I can't remember. And then all we need is just money to go back, and then we cash money then in my office here. So what did you do? I looked out from the railing. Isaac! I called Isaac from his office. He's still alive. He's yawning. I said, come up. He came. I didn't answer the woman one word. I said, Isaac, take a chair. He took the chair. I said, sit down. He sat down. We are now three. So that there be a witness. Myself, the woman, Isaac. I then faced the woman. I said, everyone who has ever attempted to dupe me, they always fail. What an answer. That somebody will follow you to your house. Sit down in your room. In fact, while she was talking to me, the phone rang. I said, ah, daddy, you are not here. Said, yeah, daddy, I'm before the pastor. Yeah, and that was, he gave me the phone. And he said, that's it, too. We just came from Britain. When I finished talking, somebody, I said, somebody will follow. If you see the way she left my office, you would think she's mono mono. One came from Ammonia City here. Early in the morning, holding car key. When you see the key, you know this is not, this is car key. He's a pastor. His church is as true lady. He doesn't have cash with him. No, it's not in these days of ATM. And they just call now that his mother is dead. We need to rush down. Then he needed some cash. So he thought of what to do. Then he said, he will come here. If I, you can assist. So when I return, I will pay. I was at the bar there. When he finished, I said, okay. Let the pastors come. They have not resumed. When they come, one of them will go with you to your house in Ammonia Street. They will enter your rooms and get up. Two of you will come back. Whatever you need, I will give you. He agreed with me. While he was still there, I got up, was he to take something in my office, and it was raining. As I was on return, I was looking through the window as the man was running away inside rain. He said, Pastor, I can't understand. I understand. 419 people do come here. Come and try again. Come. I welcome you. In your love, she was 419. Oh, Nishemo. Let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive you. Under the program, I read to you from the book of Deuteronomy, where God says that if a prophet prophesy and the prophecy come to pass, and that same prophet suggests to you to do anything contrary to the will of God, the Bible says you should not listen to that prophet, that I, God, am the one testing you. I want to know what you will do when you receive such a prophecy. I remember I read to you from the book of a prophet who went from Judah to Bethel. Can you remember? He prophesied. As he was to return, the king wanted to give him reward. He said, no. God said, I shouldn't take any reward. He said, I must not return through the road I came. Neither should I eat or drink here. And he left. On the way, he stopped to rest. An old prophet met him and said, God say, an angel appeared to me and said, I should bring you back and feed you. And he followed that prophet. He ate in the house of the prophet. Why was he eating? The same prophet that used light to bring him back,
the word of God came to the prophet. And he said, because you did not obey the word of God, an animal will kill you. That day he died. Somebody say, how can God talk to the fake prophet? Whether it was fake or genuine, I have told you that unbelievers sometimes receive divine revelations. How? Pharaoh was an unbeliever. When God showed him the revelation about the famine, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. Nebuchadnezzar was an unbeliever. When he saw that big tree, when he saw the huge image, many other Old Testament monarchs that were not Christians were given revelation because God had a reason to do so. I also said to us during the teaching that believers are also capable of receiving satanic revelations. Believers, true children of God, can also receive genuine satanic revelations. I know some pastors will question that, but hold it. Anything I tell you, if I do not establish it in the Bible, come to me and say, oh, Benny, establish it in the Bible, I should be able to show you. No, I read it then. That Jesus took, Satan took Jesus to the top of a high mountain. And from there, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I then ask you, is there any mountain anywhere in Palestine where somebody can stand and see all the glory of all the kingdoms of the world? Mount Olivet? Which mountain? In the Middle East, that you will stand and you see all the kingdoms of the world? No. No mountain. But the Bible says Satan showed him all the kingdoms of the world. How? It was a supernatural revelation. He showed him Asia, Europe, Latin America, North America, Africa, even Antarctica. In one place. Hold it. Where did Satan tempt Jesus? At the wilderness. You can be sure that wilderness was not far from River Jordan, where he did his baptism. But where was the temple then? The temple in the world when Jesus was in the world was not that of Solomon that had been destroyed before they went to captivity. Was not that of Zerubbabel that was destroyed during the intertestamental period. This was the temple of Herod. Magnificent temple. One of the seven wonders of the ancient world. That was the temple in existence when Jesus came. There is no temple in Israel today. Now, that temple was at Jerusalem. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, not far from Jordan. But the Bible says, Satan took him to the pinnacle of the temple and asked him from there to jump down. You think Satan carried Jesus physically to Jerusalem and put him on the temple and asked him to jump down? No. It was a supernatural revelation. Picturing the temple, showing him, and suggesting to him, if you can go to Jerusalem, you just climb, you won't allow anybody to know the time you are climbing, and from there you jump down. The Pharisees will see you. They will think you are jumping down from heaven and they will believe you. The Bible says he was tempted in all ways like us. How are we tempted? Suggestions are brought to our minds to do wrong. The same way Jesus was tempted. So what does that suggest? Jesus had satanic supernatural revelations. But he rejected it and overcame. So a believer can receive satanic supernatural revelation. But do you know what some believers do? When they receive such a revelation, they begin to carry it about as if it was from God. And anybody who listens to them and follow their advice, instruction, counsel, whatever, will suffer the consequence of listening to the devil. Be not deceived. Somebody say, be not deceived. Another thing I said to us under the comfort is that don't base your life on the visions of seers,
prophecies of prophets, revelations of others, not even your own dreams. Place your life on the foundation of the infallible Word of God. The infallible Word of God. The revelations of God, divine revelation, genuine revelation, are not always easily understandable. Sometimes you receive a genuine revelation, you don't even understand it. Don't allow visions of others to dictate to you how to live your life. Base everything on the Word of God. When you need to know anything from God, go to God personally. It is illegal for you to go and kneel down before anybody, good or bad, to see vision for you. He says, so we cannot take counsel from others. There is difference between counsel and vision. Look at me, everybody. Amen. When you need counsel, the Bible says, through multitude of counselor, war. It's normal for you to seek counsel. So who do I seek counsel for? Look at me. The one who understands what you are looking for. My pastor, sometimes your pastor. Sometimes not only your pastor. So if you don't go to my pastor, that's not the point. Your pastor can give you godly counsel about anything, everything. But sometimes you need more than the counsel of your pastor. You want to know what to pursue. If your pastor knows about career, he will counsel you. If he doesn't know about career, he will pray for you. After your pastor has prayed for you, you still go to somebody who knows about career to counsel you. He said, will he counsel me? Say, you do your work. He say, yes. How many credits do you have? Ask me, sir. Sis, what are the subjects? Yoruba, religious knowledge, zoology, no English, no Mass. Is he ready for your institution? Huh? It's either he will go and write another WAEC or GC, or he will go to Kinotinkwe School, Tanloy. Help me. Not trade center. In our day, they call them trade center. Technical college. You want to build house? You can go to your pastor. He will pray for you. He will counsel you. If he knows about house, he will tell you what he knows. If your pastor doesn't know about house, you will still need a builder. So where did you get the land? Don't let me say Morocco. Morocco is no longer what it used to be. They are now rocking in Morocco. He got the land at Olowora. Olowora is no longer Olowora. Olowora is now Olowo Mountain. No. Where do I use, for Christ's sake? In a swampy area. The pastor said, buy granite. Buy cement. So, yeah, you need a builder who tells you how you can build in such a place. And really, if a true builder tells you what it will cost you to build in a swamp, you will prefer to lose the land and go to buy a dry land. Excuse me. So if I bought a swamp, you are counseling me to lose the land. That is exactly what I'm saying. You will spend and 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 spend. 10 years after you pack into the house, you will pack out. The point I'm making is that in seeking counsel, you seek counsel from somebody who understands what you are talking about. Am I understood? But some people, anything they need. There is one sister for our church. She they see. She they see a willow. Anything she go see. Sister, I say you pray with me about this issue. It's not prayer. It's targeting the dream the sister will have the next night. Oh, bara renu shoroto nekpa.
at the end of the day. Don't base your life on anybody's vision or revelation, but the word of God.
Brethren, divine revelation does not always come in the same way. Sometimes God can talk to you directly.
You just know this is God talking.
Audible voice of God is uncommon. It's not very common. Some pastors have used it for people. They say, come to the bush somewhere. God will talk to you from heaven. It has always proved to be fraud. But I do not say God is no longer talking. He's still talking. We have had people who had voices and later discovered it was the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
God talked to his children through vision. You are not dreaming, but you are seeing something. Can I tell you one secret? Everybody raise your head. Scarcely is there anybody who closes his eyes for a long period without slumbering or sleeping that will not see anything. I repeat, scarcely is there anybody, including you, who closes his eyes for a long period without sleeping or slumbering that will not see anything. That time I saw broom. It be like saying a broom. They see and that is how they see. So too. That's all. Paul said we seek darkly. Darkly. Not in all cases do you see as if when you see vision. You see exactly the way I'm seeing. It's not always like that. Yes, I agree. There are some visions that are so clear, but in most cases, they come within seconds. They just pass. Flap. I saw something just now. But if you close your eyes for a long time, and you are not paying attention to other things, you are likely to see something. You say, you see from God? Sometimes from your head. Sometimes from Satan. Really, it is from God. God talked to his children by sending angels. And this is what I told the Yoruba people, and they were looking at me. I'm sure, surprisingly, many of you have seen angels before. You say, who? You. Tell your neighbor and say, you. You say, where? Pastor, no lie. Where I see angel? Let me show you. The day an angel came to Mary, we are not told that Mary knew it was an angel. We are not told he was wearing a wing. You know the way he appeared? Like any other man. The Bible says it was the greeting that surprised Mary, not the appearance. She wasn't surprised by the appearance. She was surprised by the greeting. Then the angel went further and said, you will be pregnant. Ah. She responded, how can I be pregnant? I don't know any woman, any man. She was married, but she had not moved into her husband. I don't know any man. So, Holy Ghost will give it to you. That which will be born of you will be called, the only thing that will be born of you will be called Son of God. Then she said, when I'm a servant of God, let it be unto me according to your word. It was an angel. But it did not appear as an angel. Many times when angels appear like angels in the Bible, terrified. Even Daniel, as great as he said he was quaking. When he saw an angel. So many times when God wants to show you an angel, he will not come in the form of angel, he will come in the form of a man. Three men appeared to Abraham at Mamre. Two of them were angels. The third one was God. But three of them appeared like human beings. And they ate human food. They talked like human beings. He said, but you said I've seen angels before. Let me show you. Sometimes you are in a dangerous place waiting for a bus. Your vehicle suddenly broke down. A very dangerous place. And all the vehicles you are stopping, none is ready to stop. And it's late. And suddenly, a vehicle parked. And that was the issue. He said, flat tire. They brought out Jack. He came with you. The assistant said, you Jack. You remove the extra. You finish. He put his Jack back. I said, good night. God bless you. And drove away. You may not know. He may be an angel. I told you, my brethren, that some of you have been taken to places by angelic Okada rider. So, angel ride Okada, they ride bicycle also. They don't need to use wing. Knowing that wing will terrify you. It comes in an Okada. On an Okada. Late! That sense for where people have been killed. You have been stopping all the vehicle, they will not stop. Stopping Okada, they will not stop. This one is coming as if the Okada is not even very good. And it stops. He said, where? He said, Karaole. He said, oh yeah. How much are you taking? He said, 200 naira. He said, 150. He said, climb. If you have said 100 naira, he will still carry you. To be sure you don't suspect anything, when you get there, you pay, you collect the money, pocket it, and ride this Okada and go. Until you get to heaven, when the angel will appear to you and say, I'm the one who came to carry you that day. God is still doing it. Let me hear you say, God is great. The Bible says, angels of our children are always looking to God on their behalf. If your children are having angels, but you, the parents. So in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible tells us that they are messengers, servants of God, that are sent to take care of the heirs of salvation, children of God. God is still sending angels. You miss the way. And you don't know. You ask this one, I don't know. You ask this one, and suddenly somebody comes. Hey Joe, if I'm going to so-and-so. Okay? That's the side that I'm going. And he enters your car. Then you see yourself turning left, turning right, turning left, going straight, turning again. Then you wonder, how will I have, even if they describe this place, how will I have known it? And where you get to a point, say, from here you cannot go straight. This is where I'm going. And he alighted from your vehicle. In many cases, they are not human beings. He said, but he talked like a Yoruba man. If he had talked like something else, you will suspect. Still talk to his children through angels. Don't misunderstand me. If you are not a child of God, it's a different story. I'm not talking of suspicion. Let me go back to this. When people come to see vision, especially those negative visions that are common in churches today, don't pay attention. It will mislead you. Amen. Ah, Ogun dile lonja e. Ogun dile ni. It's one from your family, from your father's house. When they say the war is coming from your wife's house, your in-law's house, you know what will happen? When you sleep in the night, you may dream, see your mother-in-law pursuing you with UTC axe. You know axe, they call UTC axe. Ake UTC. Love him, man, lay a lojo. Oba ti ni ko wa be tun lo igan iya arugbo se lo wa da bi omode wa nle foro ni ah iya olorun lo mo bi o ti lagbara ah awon aje won le o ton ba ti le yan loju ala se no ma ndokunrin o so is pursuing you. The vision they gave you, your head have worked on it and brought it to you as drama. Iya oni ya wa nbi to tin sun jeje nje ko le nkankan. They say ogun sir, I said that, no wish, I never said so. I only say wishes don't trouble children of God. That's what I say. And I told the Yoruba people that, look at the way I talk to you. How do I talk to you? Do I talk like somebody afraid, that is afraid? Come on. Even when they are pursuing you, if you come to me, how do I respond? Very calmly. Go to some churches and hear pastors say, ah, I want to jack on church you. Say, but won't for you, me really know who I am. Some of them are in the choir. Hey! Huh. And when you see the choir, standing in the choir, choristers, look at me. When I wanted to say it in Yoruba, I was afraid of the faces of the women because they will say, pastor, call them wishes. The older you become, the wish like you look. Women,
I don't have women here, I have girls here. Women are there. The older you become as a woman, the wish like you look. So if you see my mother-in-law said, even when you see the face, you just see that the glory is not there. In fact, you just see if my man cross 40, cross 50, cross 60, cross 70, you still want her to look like a 25-year-old girl. Every woman that cross 60, if she has not started, from that moment she must start to look like a witch. Say, Pastor, how does a witch look? Nobody says you know. Just like the picture you have in your mind. Most of the people accused of witchcraft know nothing about it. Say, Pastor, you are the vending witch, you call. The vending witch is in me. For your information, witches are like smokers. They're like liars. They're like drunkards. Sinners. He said, what do you do? If you know any witch, bring them to me. The Bible says, go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I've never prayed that God will drive witches from here. May God not drive witches. May God bring more witches here. They are raw materials to produce believers. Amen. When a factory lacks raw material, will it continue to produce? When you miss the word of God with sinners, you produce believers. So let witches come. Let fornicators come. Let liars come. Let prostitutes come. We preach the word of God to them, they will repent and become born again. We are not afraid of them.
Hallelujah.
So don't let anybody tell you that the landlady is the one that is doing you. Hey, immediately you are told. Then when you see the landlady come, you say, want to sobe o you know ri egbe window lo gba o kilo de ti ya landlady lo gbe window ti ba se po ni to fe ju le egbe window ko wa ju sinu yara kilo de to lo ju si window let her bring it inside the bedroom do lo to la da da landlady ha o gbo wa iwo gan gbenu. So you say witches cannot touch me. They don't touch children of God.
Lojo ona iye ni mo wa.
Sing it.
Lojo ona iye ti mo wa. Osho ki iso ni nibe. Aje ki ijo ni nibe. Ona ifokan bale loje.
Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't base your life on anybody's revelation. Base it on the word of God. A prophet come, he want to prophesy to you. Tell the prophet, kneel down, let me prophesy to you myself. Say, are you a prophet? Say, yes, I'm a prophet. Say, Pastor, so you want me to lie? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 that all of you can prophesy. All of you. That's what the Bible says. I know my Bible. All of you. In fact, he said the one that prophesy is greater than the one that talk in tongues. So what does it mean to prophesy therefore?
You know what it means to prophesy?
Children, to prophesy is to repeat what God says. What does it mean to prophesy? Prophecy does not always mean foretelling. In most cases, it means foretelling. Foretelling. Not foretelling. Prophecy does not always mean seeing what will happen in the future. In the book of Revelation, the Bible tells us that that book is the book of prophecy. Telling us what God says. So if a prophet is going about prophesying to everybody, say, prophet, kneel down, let me prophesy to you. I have told you that all the religions you have in the world are based on revelation. I spent time to talk about some of them. Russell said he saw in a vision when Jesus will return. 1914. Jesus did not come. He proved Jehovah's Witnesses were lying. They changed to another date. Changed to another date. Until Russell himself became tired and he stopped seeing. But his children said, no, we are still seeing. Maybe you need to be told that Seventh-day Adventists were also seeing like that. But they are so clever. They have their church at Maryland or somewhere. When they preach on TV, if you see Seventh-day Adventists preaching, their pastor wearing coat and tie, you think he's a gospeler. And he preached like a gospeler. Oh, Jenna, you are me.
He said, which one is Oje? Going back to the Old Testament, that the book of Hebrews said God found fault with him. The law of Moses has been totally abrogated. It has been abrogated in its entirety. In fact, the Bible says if you go back to the Old Testament, the cross of Jesus will profit you nothing. But that's what Seventh-day Adventists are doing. There is this church they call the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It was also based on prophecy. The man said there are some plates hidden somewhere. An angel called, whether Mormoni or Mormori or so, revealed it to him. That's why they call them Mormonism. And he said he saw the plate, gathered them. He now interpreted what were in the plate. And in the process of interpreting, he wrote another Bible. I told you I have a copy. It is called Another Testament of Jesus Christ. You have Old Testament. You have New Testament. They are own Another Testament. You say, what is in it? Rubbish. Nonsense. But followers of Joseph Smith, they are increasing all over the world. In fact, they are gaining more ground in Nigeria. When we were still at Togba, they were using a place after WAEC office. You are going to Omole by your right hand side. They later built a church very close to our church at where we call City Center then. If you see how much they sank in that place, they did concrete roofing and put aluminum roofing on top. You say, why are they crazy? They are not crazy, they are spending money. They have another church near Abule Egba there, on your right hand side. If you see the compound, you know this place is beautiful. Can I tell you the truth? That church is the richest church in the whole of America. And their guy was into polygamy, married, who confirmed one journey. You're all gone. So now lie. Most of these other religions you see here and there, if you go to the root, even all these Nigerian religions, some of these churches you have around, God appeared to me, God said to me, Holy Ghost said to me, Holy Ghost said to you, where is the result? Last night I was reading the story of one of the big churches in Lagos, one of the biggest around. On the internet. No, I was looking for something else. I stumbled at it. And that man said, I am a traditional ruler. I'm a businessman, a big man. He said, this man came to me in my house. He came with Lagbaja. And they told me that I'm a pastor. That God said I should be a pastor. And I agreed. I joined them. Then they told me the best thing to do is to sow into the ministry. Spend your money for the work of God. That's the greatest investment. He said, apart from tithe, apart from sowing seed, apart from offering, he made me to begin to spend my money. So first tack, I spend money. Victoria, I spend money. I later went to Ibadan. I spend money establishing the church. Said I'll spend up to, was it 300 million? He said he spent. Because the man told me that when the church is now okay, he will repay me with interest. Businessman, I like Bible, to joke, he said he should bring his money for business. And the man gave the business, the money for business. So now, when I was in Ibadan, I thought he would leave me in Ibadan. The man was not denying. I love the honesty of the man. The man said, I thought I would be in Ibadan. And I'd be making money there. Then when I make money, I pay some percentage to the headquarters. Then I will get the right to take care of myself and my children. Money business is gone. You know, she loads all. So when the man is now to pay me, he now told the church that I committed sin to expel me from the church. So when he begin to brag, I can pay. I say, okay, I want to collect my money. Pay my money. Hey! I look at it. So business in Arabi, if you just only at an LGBT. Not by the Arab one. He said, what is happening to the church? The church keeps on blossoming. Hear the truth. In my office here, my office up here. No. Nobody can take me to anywhere because of you. Say, why? The day we are treating the case, I brought case recorder to my office. And I said that they hold it. Everything you are saying is being recorded.
There were many pastors. Nobody should say anything here that doesn't want to hear tomorrow. So your voice is being recorded. So everybody begin to talk. And we are talking. Sir, this woman said you are the one who gave her pregnancy when she was your secretary. And the baby in her hand is your baby. And you are denied paternity. You say, who are there? Elderly pastors. I dribble us from morning till 4 o'clock. Pressing computer. At the end of the day, they reluctantly confess. Then those who are older than me told him, don't come to this place again. Later, journalists went to his church when the woman carried the baby. I was telling the old church, Daddy Loni, baby, yo. And it was in the newspaper. I have a copy of the newspaper. So if you deny, I'll just bring the copy out. Full page to carry the story. And after the service, the church divided to two. Some for the pastor, some against the pastor. Don't you expect that church to scatter? Go to that church. It's full of Jeep, latest cars. Even today. I said it happened in my office. Something that happened in my office. Do I say I did not know how it happened? He said, how is the church progressing? That shame is part of satanic requirement for the progress of the church. Putting him to shame is part of what it requires. You don't know that when you read about people, their members will come, do CD, sell it. That pastor is doing this, he's doing that, he's doing this. They go to court. What are they going to do in court? They just come to their church and say, don't mind those idiots. They're just saying rubbish. Is God great in this place? He said, yes. The business continues. He has just paid one of the prices we need to pay. And more children of hell will be pumping in for destruction. Let no man deceive you. If you hear that is happening there, don't rush there. Satan has his workshop all around. I will come back to do the continuation of the teaching. So you didn't teach anything, you are just busy telling story. Don't be annoyed. Next week, I will do a little more teaching. Maybe for 2 weeks more. Then we end the confab teaching formally. You are blessed. Put your hand on your head and say, I am blessed. Please, so take over.
Shall we all arise to pray on the message? Let's tell the Lord. The Lord has fed us with the truth. Let's tell the Lord that the Lord will help us. Help us to remain in the truth. Help us to continue to pursue the truth. Help us to continue to cling to the truth with the truth. Tell the Lord. Let's tell the Lord. Let's tell the Lord. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth has set us free. You will know the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth you have known. Let's tell the Lord, give me the grace not to deviate from this truth. Let's tell the Lord, Lord help me, Lord assist me, keep me in the truth. Keep me in the truth, O Lord. Assist me, Lord, not to deviate from this path of truth, from this path of life. Assist me, O Lord, so that I will not be deceived by the angels or the devils all around. Let's tell the Lord, Daddy, help me. Daddy, assist me. Assist me, Lord. Give me the grace, Lord, not to deviate from this truth, not to deviate from this path. Assist me, Jesus. Keep me in the truth. Keep me in your will. Let's tell the Lord, Daddy, help me. Daddy, assist me. Assist me, Lord. Let's tell the Lord. Let's tell the Lord. You remember what happened to King Saul? It was when he deviated. It was when he lost. When he lost that sonship. You see, he couldn't hear from God again. Let's tell the Lord, Daddy, help me. Daddy, assist me in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Assist me, Lord. Keep me in the truth. Keep me in the truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, assist me. Assist me, O Lord, so that Satan will not be able to get me in the name of Jesus. Grant unto me the grace to be doer to all this revelation that I have been shown, O Lord, not to do anything that is contrary to all these revelations. tell the Lord, Daddy help me, so that when any of the agents of Satan come to us to deceive us, we say, no, I'm not going with that. I've been shown the truth. I've been taught the truth. No, I have not deviated. When temptation comes, we'll be able to say, no, I'm not taught that way. Let's tell the Lord, God must help us, God must assist us. We have been shown, we have been taught, we have been fed with our truth. Let's tell the Lord, give me the grace not to do contrary to this truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, O Lord, for this word that you have used again to feed us at this time. Thank you, blessed Savior, for all that we have received today to make our lives, O Lord, to make our life more glorious, to keep us even in this truth, to make us, oh Lord, to assist us to keep marching on even in your will. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And blessed Savior, this word that have come to us at this time, in the name of Jesus, we pray you water this word in our individual hearts in Jesus' name. Blessed Savior, Daddy, we are now asking for your grace at this time. Baba, the truth has been shown unto us. It is now left for us. It is a matter of choice. You are not going to fox us to do your will, but you just instruct us in the way that we ought to go. And that way has been shown unto us at this time. Daddy, your spirit needs to help us. Daddy, the spirit of obedience, O Lord, to cleave to this truth, Baba, that you have shown unto us, release upon us in Jesus' name. Baba, that spirit of obedience, Baba, to rightly apply this word into our daily living, Lord, release it upon us in Jesus' name. Oh, blessed Savior, in the name of Jesus, we don't want to live our life like King Saul. King Saul started right, but it derailed, it deviated, Lord, and before you know it, he started to consult, oh Lord, he pursue evil prophecy. Daddy, we don't want our lives about to be like this. Daddy, assist us by your spirit so that we will pursue this truth, so that we will remain in this truth, so that we will continue to cleave with this truth. Even when any angels or the devil came to deceive us, Baba, give us the grace to cleave with this truth in Jesus' name. That in the name of Jesus, and the source of this war, we pray in the name of Jesus, you are going to water back in Jesus' name. I'm praying for our pastor and all his family in the name of Jesus, as we are using the instrument to water our lives, that you also water him and his family as well in Jesus' name. This week, in the name of Jesus, we go with the power of this truth in the name of Jesus. I will succeed in Jesus' name. Father, with this truth of your word in the name of Jesus, we shall overcome every satanic temptation in all our ways in Jesus' name. We thank you, Daddy, because of the answer to our request. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Hadegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide, or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at BiblePattern1983@yahoo.com or BiblePattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is a pattern in all things.